Texte numéro 80. Sea snakes suck up wave energy. Portuguese surfers keeping an eye on the weather will be joined this month by engineers and businessmen, but they will be hoping for very different reports. The men and women behind the latest renewable energy project will be looking for a flat, calm sea. Portugal is poised to open what will be the world's first commercial wave farm, and while the coastline's formidable surf will be a source of electricity, the engineers need a decent weather window to be able to get their machinery out to sea. The Palamis machines, named after the Latin for sea snake and developed by a Scottish company that leads the world in one of the newest renewable energy fields, are a series of red tubes, each about the size of a small commuter train, linked together and pointed in the direction of the waves. The waves travel down the tubes, causing them to bob up and down, and a hydraulic system harnesses this movement to generate electricity. The three sea snakes will soon be towed out to a spot about 5 kilometres from the coast of northern Portugal at Agucadora, from where the electricity they produce will be pumped into the national grid. But the high-tech venture has not been without its problems. The day for inauguration of the wave farm was October the 4th, but a combination of bad weather, bad luck, and the pitfalls of developing any new technology meant the machines were still on dry land last week, awaiting the next calm spell to be taken out to sea. The machines were designed and built in Scotland by Palamis Wave Power, PWP, but it took the intervention of the Portuguese to give the project real impetus. The renewable energy company Enersys ordered the wave farm, recognising that it would not initially be profitable, and the Portuguese government has set tariffs for wave energy well into the future, ensuring that profitability is not the key question. What we are assembling here is the first wave farm in the world, says Antonio Sada Costa of Enersys, and that is not without risk. But Portugal is the ideal testing ground. It has a long coast compared with its size of population and resources, and with the government's support, developers are keen to invest. Enersys has planned to expand the Agucadora wave farm to 30 machines next year, but the setbacks forced it to scale back its aim. If progress in production, development and installation can match its ambitious plans, Enersys would like eventually to have several hundred machines floating off the coast to produce 500 megawatts of electricity. That would be enough to light up 350,000 homes, and Enersys claims for the whole project to become profitable. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2007.